A timeline. Doorbell ringing, the delivery of the patio chairs. Disoriented, the phone next to our bed ringing. I grab it, hoping it doesn't wake Ellie. "Hello?" I say. Things go through my head. A work issue. Talent gone mad, a deal falling apart, network boss having an early morning best idea since Viagra moment, John discovering the first organic persimmons at the farmer's market. The doorbell is still ringing. I'm naked. I can't open the door naked. Where are my pajama bottoms? I find my top and slip my arms through. "Am I speaking to Hannah Marsh Bernal?" a woman asks. She sounded serious. "Who is this?" I respond. What was this phone call? "I'm sorry, but I need to speak to Hannah Bernal." Pajama bottoms. Floor angled at 10 o'clock. Doorbell ringing. Pajama bottoms on. Check. "Who is this?" I respond. "This is Hannah. Who is this?" Why did my stomach feel weird all of a sudden? "My name is Dr. Rogan," she says. "I'm calling from Santa Monica Hospital." My fingers go cold. My knees start to shake. I wait and listen. What did my body know that I didn't? "I'm sorry, I don't understand," I say. Just like me to apologize for not understanding. It's something I've been doing since first grade. "Hannah, your husband, John Bernal, he's been in an accident." My heart freezes. "No." "Hannah, is someone there with you?" "No. Where's John? Where is he?" "Hannah, Mrs. Bernal, where is my husband? I need to speak to him. Please, his chairs are here." "Hannah, please," Dr. Rogan says. She's so calm. I hate her. "You need to come down here. You need someone to bring you to the hospital. John was hit by a car. I'm afraid he's..." "I can't. No." "Mommy? No. No? Mommy?" "Mrs. Bernal," Dr. Rogan says, "I'm so sorry. I'm afraid John didn't make it."
"Where is he? I need to see him," I beg.
"He's alive. Ellie's here. He can't..." "Your husband died in the ambulance. He wasn't alone. I'm sorry."
"Mommy?"
Ellie appears, somehow, in front of me. Her huge, round eyes stare up at me. John's huge, round, hazel eyes. The phone rolls out of my hands. I grab Ellie. I look into her eyes. Those eyes, John's eyes. Grab her to my chest and hold her tight. I sink my face in her hair. John had washed her hair last night in the bath. For the last time. John did everything, Ellie. John was Ellie, and Ellie John. She was his shadow. Were they ever apart? John always took Ellie to the farmer's market on these crisp Saturday mornings. He hadn't taken her today. Today was different. Ellie wasn't awake when he left. Ellie lived.
I hate God, Ellie,"
I say. I start to wail.
"What's wrong, Mommy?" she asks. "What did God do? Why are you crying?"
"I love you, Ellie. Mommy loves you so much."
Now, Ellie was starting to cry. "Mommy has to call Uncle Jay and Auntie Chloe and Auntie Amy, okay? I'm okay. Really, Ellie, I'm okay." I start dialing Jay, The numbers dance as my fingers fumble.
Can Daddy make me pancakes?
My heart stops beating.
Mommy will make pancakes, I say.
Mommy doesn't know how to. Daddy knows how to.
I'll learn, I promise. I'll learn everything.
Then, into the phone, I'll learn everything. Jay, come here. Come here. I know it's early. Come. Now. It's John. Please. Externally, now I am calm. I keep hysteria at bay, away from my voice. To this day, I don't know how.